I'm Leonard Lope. Welcome back to my show. Although it has its own language and cultural traditions, for many tourists, Barcelona is Spain. And interestingly, up until the Civil War, Barcelona was largely the center of Spanish filmmaking. It's been making something of a comeback since the 1960s and seen a real resurgence since the death of Franco. Well, beginning today at the Walter Reed Theater and running through February 14th, the Film Society of Lincoln Center is presenting a series called Another Cinema, Films in Catalonia, 1906 to 2006. And joining me now are film historian Ramon Gubern and Jordi Torrent, whose new film, East of the Compass, is being shown on February 11th. And the 14th. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Ramon, the series covers the cinema of Catalan from the silent era to the present. Yeah. Why was Barcelona rather than Madrid the Spanish filmmaking capital for so long?
Well, there is a good reason for that. In the Industrial Revolution was made in Spain, in the north, in the Basque region, and in Catalonia. And the Basque region was mainly based on metallurgics, and in Catalonia was the textile industry mainly. And that means that was an industrial infrastructure that allowed that the first cinema activity was in Barcelona. So the primitive industry was a very poor, very primitive industry, of course, but the first industry of film started in Barcelona, and it lasted until 1923, and then it shifted towards Madrid. But in the sound film, the first sound films were made again in Barcelona. So during the Republic and before the Civil War, Barcelona became again the capital of the Spanish film industry.
Were any of those films in the early years of historical significance films of the sort that a non-specialist would have heard of?
Well, no, I have to say that the Spanish film and the Catalan film was not a big power compared with the French film or German film or the Soviet film.
In fact, when Luis Buñuel, the first really great Spanish filmmaker,
he goes
to Madrid, but then he goes to Paris and starts making movies.
Right. Well, I have to remember that Buñuel came back to Spain to make Las Urdes. It's a very harsh documentary film on a very depressing region of Spain. But mainly, and after the war, you know, we went into exile first in New York. I was working at MoMA and then to Mexico. But, well, I have to say that the Spanish film and the Catalan film has not a real big power in terms of creativity and art. But it was an important activity, and I have to say that now in Europe, there are actually only five countries that have real film industry. That are France, Italy, Germany, Spain, and United Kingdom, because there is no film industry in Belgium or Greece or Denmark. So we have only these five countries, and Spain and Catalonia are part of it.
And Spain now is one of the most important filmmaking countries in the world. After the Civil War, the use of the Catalan language in any kind of public discourse was forbidden by the Franco government.
Yes.
Did that have an effect on the arts in Barcelona and the surrounding area?
Of course, you know, repression is always a negative fact. And the language was used only in private life. And little by little, by the 50s, some books were published in Catalan, but really very few films were made speaking Catalan.
Was this because he wanted to unify the country or a form of punishment because Catalonia had been a strong power base for the Republican government?
Both. But I remember Pasolini. I met Pasolini, and Pasolini blamed Rai. Rai is the Italian radio TV network, saying that Rai was guilty of suppressing the variety, the dialectic variety, the linguistic variety of Italy, because Italy, you know, has a mosaic of languages. And you have in Toscano, in Toscania, you have... And finally, Rai has imposed the Romagnolo, the Roman dialect, into the peninsula. And in the case of Spain, was something similar, no?
And of course, Mao did that with Mandarin in China, although there's been resistance.
Of course.
Jordi, you grew up in Barcelona, didn't you?
Yes, that's correct. Right.
What was your sense of the film world when you were young?
Actually, it was very rich. We had a fabulous cinematheque in Barcelona. And I spent many, many afternoons watching films. The people running the cinematheque at the time were very brave, were trying to, at the time, we had Franco, so there was actually censorship. Mm-hmm. And so actually one of the interesting things is that just across from the Pyrenees, in small little mountain towns, they used to organize film festivals just for Spaniards and Catalans. So also spend weekends in France to watch films that were censored in Spain.
Now there is a film festival in Barcelona, started in 1967. But the censorship was kind of crazy. I remember seeing a Spanish film called Nunca Pasa Nada, which was about a French actress stranded in a small Spanish town.
Corinne Marchand was the name of the story.
It was a wonderful film.
Yes.
And it was censored. And there was. It seemed to me there was no reason to censor it other than it said that that men in small towns can act like idiots.
Right. Mm-hmm. They censor mm-hmm. everything. I mean, one of the famous censorship was, I think, is Mogambo,
yes,
where they changed
course.
The dialogue and they made the couple to be brother and sister. So, so it was really crazy. Yeah, it's correct.
Well, the censorship was first on the script, and a second time on the film completed. You know, was double censorship.
So, when did filmmaking revive in? In Barcelona, it was when you were already alive, weren't you, Jordi, in the 60s?
Right, yes. Well, I think that, as Roman was saying, there was a period where, in general, not only in Barcelona, but I would think in the rest of the Spanish peninsula and Madrid, etc., that culture was something not well seen by the government. So obviously the most of the films that were produced were kind of not that interesting comedies. But film was, I think, in the 1960s, late 1960s, in Barcelona, there's something called the Escuela de Barcelona, School of Barcelona, that I think brought some new air.
Avant-garde. And the Barcelona School was an avant-garde and experimental movement because they realized that they couldn't make realistic films speaking about the social realities of today's Spain, no? And they decided to escape of this constraint and to make an experimental avant-garde film. And this is the Barcelona School, that it links with the avant-garde of before the war, like Picasso, Dalí, Antonio Gaudí. So there is Joan Miró. I mean, there is a visual avant-garde in the 30s that is finally...
It followed, I may say, that in the 1970s, Barcelona was very strong, and in that way, I think, was stronger than the rest of Spain in experimental filmmaking, actually.
Yes.
And some people have suggested that it was a spirit of the American avant-garde more than European modernism, so what was going on in Barcelona was closer to New York than to the French New Wave or Antonioni or Bergman.
I believe in this period of the film school. The name School of Barcelona was taken from the School of New York. I mean, the model was an echo, and our model was the New York School. I mean, Jonas Mekas, John Cassavetes, and Cyril Clarke, and all the others. And this is why we call that Barcelona School.
My guests are Roman Gubern and Jordi Torrent, and we're talking about a series at the Walter Reed Theater, presented by the Film Society of Lincoln Center, called Another Cinema, Films in Catalonia, 1906 and 2006, in conjunction with a Barcelona group. Do you know?
Yes. Well, I think this festival is sponsored by Jesús Ramón Llull, no?
That's correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
That is a public institution that promotes Catalan culture, you know? It's a non-profit public institution.
Now, Jordi, your film is shot in Barcelona, but you lived in the United States for many years. How old were you when you left Barcelona?
When I left Barcelona, I was 30, actually.
Uh-huh. Had you wanted to work in the film industry?
I always worked in film. I graduated in philosophy, but I was part of this experimental filmmaking that was going on in Barcelona in the 70s, so I had my Super 8 camera, and I thought somehow I was been doing films.
And then you came here, and you studied film more, and then started working for the Board of Ed, teaching filmmaking?
That's correct. Well, actually, I came here with the idea of staying 1 year, and then at the end of that year, I had an opportunity to work in a film, Beth B. film, called Salvation. And in that film, actually, I met my wife. So I'm here because I fell in love.
So you worked on avant-garde films in Spain, and then you come here and you work for Beth B in an avant-garde film.
Right. In between, I spent 3 years in Paris, also working on filmmaking and studying films with Eric Romer, Dominique Nogues.
Not bad.
It was very nice, actually.
But your film, East of the Compass, and I'm not going to try to do the Spanish version, or is that the Catalan version of the title? This is not an experimental film. This is a rather traditional filmmaking.
That's correct, yes. It's the experiment in the film is not in the form, but in the subject and in the actual storytelling of the film. But the form is actually a very classic type of film.
It's largely set in a contemporary Barcelona rooming house where the residents include people from various nationalities of Europe. They're Arabs, they're Africans, they're Asians. Is this typical of Barcelona today?
Yes, this is typical. The reality, I think that the fact of living outside of Barcelona and periodically going back like 2-3 times a year allows me to have this vision of that Barcelona today is a different city than 10, 15 years ago.
I was kind of shocked to see graffiti on the walls of a Gaudi building that is one of your scenes.
Do you know that Woody Allen is going to shoot the next film in Barcelona?
Who is?
Woody Allen.
Really?
He announced that he's going to make his next film in Barcelona.
Well, Whit Stillman made a film that was quite popular in Barcelona as well. But what are some of the other films that are being shown here? We're talking about some of the most famous filmmakers of Spain, aren't we, in the last 40 years or so? People like Bigas Luna,
yes.
Agustí Villaronga, Ventura Pons,
Bigas Luna, Mark Reyes. Bigas Luna shot a film here in the States called Reborn in 1981. I think it was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are these films that are famous in Barcelona as the greats of Barcelona's film history?
Well, in Barcelona there is, like in any country, all type of films. There is the mainstream films, commercial mainstream films, comedies, entertainment. But there are also the authors, filmmakers, more original, more personal, like José Luis Guerin, for instance. So we have this wide spectrum that you have also in American film. You have Jim Jarmusch at one point, and you have the commercial comedy, Hollywood comedy. So we have a variety of films that correspond to an industry that means 30%, more or less 30% of the output of the film industry in Spain.
So almost one-third of Spain's film output is coming out of this area.
More or less.
And yours is, Jordi, the most recent film in this series, although there's also a documentary that's starting off the festival.
That's right,
that
yes.
Is kind of a history of the silent films
mm-hmm.
of Barcelona.
Yes.
I know this is always rough, Roman, but
yes.
Are there any films that people must see along the way?
Well, I mean, for instance, if you're interested in the Spanish Civil War, The Old Memory is a very, very important film because it's a fresco with interviews with survivors of the Civil War. And the film was made by Jaime Camino with interviews to 21 people linked to the Civil War survivors, like Passionaria and others. And it's fascinating because you have the memory of both sides of the Civil War, no? This is fundamental.
And there are still some people in Spain, I gather, who have a certain fond memories
yes.
of the Franco period.
Myself, I was born in 1934, so most of my life was under Franco, no? It's true that I escaped it. I went to Paris to spend and to the United States. But, for instance, the Barcelona School. The Barcelona School was a very original movement at this time because at this time was the beginning of the so-called new cinemas, the new wave in France, free cinema in Britain, new German cinema, in Brazil, Cinema Novo. And I think an important contribution to this renewal of the style, of the aesthetics of film, came from Barcelona.
And now New Yorkers will have an opportunity to get a full sense of that. By the way, if you'd like to see a schedule of the films that are at the Walter Reed, you'll find them on our show page at WNYC.org. My great thanks to my two guests, Roman Guberin, who is a film historian from Barcelona, and Jordi Torrent, whose new film, East of the Compass, is being shown as part of this series called Another Cinema, Films in Catalonia, 1906 to 2006. His film is being shown on the 11th and then twice on the 14th. Thank you both so much for being
here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inviting us. Thank you.